Blog Talk Radio.
California, WBESTW Best, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Today's topic is open consultation on air and service fees. Today we will be doing a live consultation on air and discussing service packages and service fees to work with Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. At Ferrant Sports on Twitter and Ferrant Sports Management Agency on Facebook. And that is my company, Best Sports Management. Those are my Twitter handles. And again, I am Ramiro Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer radio show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to come on and boast his or her bold opinions about anything related to sports. Whatever sports you like, it can be camel racing, dog racing, a.k.a. kennel club, UFC, WWE, boxing, definitely NFL because this is a football talk show, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, golf, whatever you want to call in and talk about. If I don't know about your sport or if our listeners don't know about your sport, you can teach us about your sport. If you don't know about what we're talking about, which is mainly football, we can teach you about our sport. All right, let's get off into what today is all about. I'm supposed to have one on-air consultation lined up for today. I don't know if my man going to be calling in, but I've already sent him his instructions to my Twitter page so he can know what to do when it's time to get on the show. And that is going to be my man, Marlon Oden. Marlon Oden, I believe he's on the East Coast somewhere. He was supposed to come on the show yesterday and do his consultation, but had some, for whatever reason, I didn't recognize there was his number. My apologies to him because I kind of not scolded him, but put him out there a little on blast a little bit, saying that he didn't call in to the show like he was supposed to. So my apologies to Marlon, and hopefully we can get him on the show today. But that was my mistake because I didn't ask him what was his last four of his telephone number. So that's what I'm doing now, asking people when you call in to the show. And you already pre-book a consultation or pre-book an interview on my show, let me know the last four of your social security, last four of your telephone number, not social security number, last four of your telephone number, so I can know to come to you when you get in queue. They used to have it to where you could raise your hand on Blog Talk. Like if you called into the show, you could actually press a button to raise your hand, and I would know to come to you and know that you want to ask a question, because otherwise it might just be somebody listening. But his telephone number, funny story, was just, well, funny situation is that he was calling from a familiar area code, if I'm remembering right. I think that might be like somewhere in Maryland. And I have a guy that calls in that's a weekly contributor to my show, my man DC. He calls in. He's a weekly weekly contributor to our show, and so I thought thought it was him just listening in, waiting for me to bring him in to talk all things, definitely baseball and basketball and stuff like that. So I thought it was him, and I missed Marlon's call. So I just wanted to apologize on there because when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. When I put somebody on a mini blast, I got to put myself on a major blast. It was my fault because I didn't get his last four of his cell phone, so that was a mistake on me, and I'll do better. But hopefully he'll call back in today and do a demonstration of a live on-air consultation to help him achieve his football goals and dreams and stuff of that nature. So with that being said, this is Stogies and Beer, your official platform for the professional armchair quarterbacks up there to call in and boast his or her bold opinions on the sport that they love. Yeah, so pretty much until I get some callers on that, I didn't really have a guest today. So I'm taking some time to just talk a little bit about my business and also stuff that's going on in the world of sports, anything that comes across the wire. Anything that comes across the wire and everything like that, that's what I'm going to be talking about this morning. Any breaking news, national breaking news, anything national breaking news in sports as well, headlines of sports. So I'm just watching my monitor, looking at all this stuff that these other talk shows are talking about, and I'm just basically piggybacking off of these discussions and stating our opinion on our show. And you can call in and discuss stuff like right now. They're saying Hollywood drama Dervin Ham reportedly wouldn't hesitate to bench players if they don't embrace new roles. Does this spell trouble for Russell Westbrook's future with the Lakers? I'm so tired of hearing about the stuff about Russell Westbrook. I mean, the man that won the MVP, he's easily going to be a Hall of Famer. I think he broke all the Oscar. I think he broke Oscar Robertson's double-double record. And so I don't know what else they want this man to do. But, you know, in sports, you know, you get paid a lot of money to take a lot of crap. But, unfortunately, that's not the way the human mind is set up. The human mind is set up to be – and the human body and the mind is set up to go into defense mode when it's being attacked. If you're physically attacked, your body is going to go into a defense mode. If you're mentally attacked, your mind is going to go into a defense mode. So it's like, you know, people can sit back and say, well, I say it a lot of times. Oh, I'll just ignore it. All the money I would be making if I was Russell Westbrook, I would ignore it. No, you do the same thing Russell Westbrook do because you'd be Russell Westbrook if you was him. So you got to, you know, that's one thing. Another thing is if you were in Russell Westbrook's shoes, you probably would, more 9 times out of 10, you would probably handle it the same way. You get ticked off sometimes. Sometimes you try to ignore it. And then sometimes you get extremely upset and lash out. That's called being a human being, because no matter how much money he makes, it doesn't justify the criticism that he's getting, in my opinion, for all the stuff that the contribution that he's given to basketball. I don't think that he's over the hill. I just think that he's the type of guy they gotta have his set of guys playing at his tempo. Meaning, I think him coming off the bench with the second unit, with the rookies in the second unit, or the guys or all the bench players that are solid, you know, just role players. I think he should run the role player squad coming off the bench. And then maybe LeBron, AD, and whoever else, they start the game. I mean, that's the way I look at it, because every pack, you got to have different packages. Just like in football, you know, it's certain defensive packages you have to put in to stop an offense, a high-powered offense. You may not want to use a traditional big linebacker like back in the day, like a Mike Singletary or somebody like that in some packages. If you got like a runner, like a Russell Westbrook, Lamar Jackson, you might have to put in some smaller cornerbacks that's kind of like hybrid linebackers and put them in to contain that type of offense. So it's all about packages. You got to plan for things. So, I just try to keep in mind that on these shows we all can be real, real insensitive on these shows. So I try to be very careful. I try to be very careful at what I'm trying to do. And while I'm thinking about it, we got a big interview on Thursday, which is the last day of my week. On Thursday, got offensive lineman Jacob Ayoub, offensive lineman out of. NCAA D3 Amherst University. He's going to be calling in. If you don't know, Amherst University is a Division III NCAA Ivy League school. So I believe Jacob is a smart guy to be able to go there. Either he's smart or his family has the money to afford to send him there. But you start talking about Ivy League private schools. Now, what I notice about a lot of D3 schools, they're private. They're private schools. You have to really pay to go there. And if you go there and you don't pay, you probably won't get to play much. You know, that's been my experience with three Ivy League schools. But I'm gonna actually ask the expert, one that attended Jacob AU, offensive lineman out of Amherst University, and at the same time also on the pro side of it, he played for the Fan Control Football League this past season and made it all the way to the championship game with the Board 8 Football Club, and they just came up short in that game, and he didn't get to host the trophy up this year, but hopefully we'll put him in a situation next year to where he can raise the trophy up as he's making his way to the NFL. So, yeah, look out for that on Thursday. I'll be announcing it tomorrow again so everybody can kind of, like, tune in and see what, again, one of my NFL Draft Class 2022 rookie street free agents are thinking, are going through while they're pursuing their NFL dreams. So, again, this show is set up to educate street free agent athletes still looking for an opportunity in the National Football League. It's set up for them to come on and tell their journey and everything like that to help the class that's coming out this year. So I try to fix it to where every year when a guy's coming out, every year when guys and girls are coming out of college seeking a pro opportunity in whatever sport they're playing, I try to bring in people that are already in that situation. A lot of these athletes in college that's going to be flying under the radar, I try to have somebody on here to tell the story of what they got to be expecting. I don't want people graduating college and thinking that the NFL, NBA, MLB is going to be right there for them on the first crack. Sometimes it don't work like that. Sometimes you got to go into a minor league or a farm system. Sometimes you got to go play overseas. Like if you're in basketball, you might have to go play overseas for some small European team, as long as it's legit. So, in baseball, you might have to play for a lot of these different indie ball. They call it indie ball, independent baseball clubs and baseball leagues to make it to the minor leagues. And then from the minor leagues, you got to make it up to the major leagues. In the NFL, you know, you might have to play semi-pro. You know, 11-man outdoor football is some good leagues like the MSFL, Mid-States Football League. That's Illinois, Chicago, in that area right there. They got a strong semi-pro league out there. I always support the Racine Raiders. I've had a great relationship with their head coach and then certain players that played on that team. And I would tell my guys, when you get done playing indoor arena, go back home. If you're in the area, and go get on one of those teams for the Mid-States Football League and get you some outdoor film. It's competitive football, even though it's semi-pro, it's competitive football. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is basically educate guys that's in the draft classes of 2023 coming up. I'm putting guys that was in draft class 2022 out there to show them how the journey is going to be if you're coming from a school that's flying under the radar, meaning the school that's not getting many scouts coming in there looking at them at whatever sport you're playing. You're not getting many scouts coming through there. Today, what I want to do is, like I said, you know, do an open forum to where I could have high school athletes. Well, I know most high school athletes are in class, but high school athletes' parents, they can call in and find out what kind of questions they need to be asking to a college recruiter when they're coming trying to recruit their student athlete. And the main thing I urge everybody to ask them in all sports, what is the possibility of my kid playing professionally at the highest level? And at the same time, if that can't happen, what's the possibility of him playing professionally at some level to keep getting film? And how can you assist in that? You know, high school parents, high school athlete parents, or parents of high school student athletes, however you want to look at it, you got to ask these recruiters the right question, because, you know, you could be paying for your kid to go to a school taking out loans, doing all this stuff, thinking that they play good enough, they'll be able to pay all this stuff off by getting an opportunity in the National Football League. Trust me, I understand it. At this time, it is 8:15 a.m. Pacific Coast time, and this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. And we're going to go off into a little bit of music real quick while I take a quick station break. And this is gonna be Rebuild Tag by DJ Keith Chronic. Rebuild Tag by DJ Keith Chronic. Kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stogies and Beer is the official platform of the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sport that they love. Let's go to the headlines right now and see what we got going on out in the world of sport. Go to the headlines, see what everybody's talking about. See a lot of people kind of like out there excited about Nick Saban. By Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide, I think they are slated number one going into the preseason polls. They're slated to go number one. You know, I don't hear much talk about Georgia, who won the national championship, if I'm remembering right. I don't hear much about them, what they're going to do. But, you know, it's amazing. After you win a national championship, you're not even predicted to go number one for the next season. Kind of crazy to me, but hey, we don't make the predictions. Somebody else do. You know, they got all these data analytic companies that are out there basically making all these bold predictions, which is what I always tell the class of 2022. I told draft class, NFL draft class 2022, just using a football example. And people bear with me because this Stogies and Beer Radio Show is it's a football talk show. This is what we do. We talk about football. We talk it's all inclusive on all sports, but our main product is football. National Football League. That's what we talk about. Because it's 53 men on the football roster, and that's a lot of different stories out there individually for these players that we can cover. So we try to keep it about football because there's more breaking news on these players than in any other sport. I think baseball is a 25-man roster, 23-man roster, something like that. Basketball is like with 15 players, if I'm correct. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot of stories. And depending on if you're in season or not, you know, stories are limited. So we try to keep it about football because usually in football we're going to get something. Something's going to be going on in somebody's life, you know. So we always try to keep it about football because we have enough content to make this a great show. With that being said, though, I try to tell people, like try to tell a lot of student athletes, like last year draft class 2020, if you're going to a school like a NAIA school, NCAA Division III, NCAA Division II school, you may be flying under the radar because these are schools that don't get a visit from NFL scouts. They don't get a visit. So unless, you know, your coach knows somebody. I'm not saying people don't come out of NAIA schools. That's not what I'm saying. Because you have to take certain steps and have a little bit of luck to get seen. It's all about visibility. So what I'm saying is if NFL scouts don't have a reason to go to those schools, they don't go. If we was having a big problem with them even trying to go to FCS, HBCU Black College. But thank God that they put in another situation to get the black college players seen, as you know, represented as an actual Division I school or high level Division II schools. They've done the HBCU All Star Game, HBCU Combine to help those schools get some visibility and require that the NFL scouts out to go and attend, so they could get a write up. And be able to get a camp contract or get drafted possibly. So it looked like that worked very well, I believe. A number of guys got drafted. A number of guys got free agent contracts, and they're out there right now proving themselves, and some of them are going to make a 53-man roster because why? They was able to finally get the visibility on the product, and you don't have any visibility. It's more than likely going to be a failure, just like my talk show right now. I'm trying to get visibility because I can sit on here and talk all day, but until I get the listeners and people chiming in, coming on the show to boast their bold opinions about the sport that they love, it could be difficult for me to make this show a success. So I usually give myself about a year doing something. I give myself at least a year doing something to see if it's working. Then I reevaluate it, try to look at it, revamp some things to make it better, work on my marketing, marketing and everything like that, marketing, promotion, and try to make the show better. Then I go back in and give it another year. But after 24 months of doing certain things, if you see that it's not working and it's taking your time, you probably have to step away from it. So I got a 24-month lead time in radio. 24-month lead time in radio. If it doesn't do what I need it to do, I can't get it on the right platform, then I got to step away from it. So right now, currently, we're trying to test a podcast system where y'all can see me do this show live, like, you know, in studio with the Herd and certain other shows like that. You know, I'm trying to get it to the point where y'all can see me doing the show, see my face, see me acting on camera. And I'm trying to get my voiceover better, even for this radio part, trying to make sure my radio voiceover is good rather than saying all the time. But bear with me, we'll get there. I went to school for all this stuff. I got a radio news broadcast certification from San Diego City College. So I've been taught by the best. My teacher came out to Chicago, Illinois market of media, and I think Chicago is like the third largest media market in the United States. You know, I think it's definitely New York number one, and Chicago may be number two. And you might have somebody like Los Angeles number three. So, it's, you know, my teacher came from Chicago. She came from a big city media market, and she drilled us. Shout out to Laura Castaneda out there, if you're listening. Shout out to Laura Castaneda. I might tag her in this post at the 34-minute mark.
to let her know that I did give her a shout out because she's a good teacher. She taught us how to do news. She taught us how to do everything on a news broadcast. So I think I'd be selling to her sometime all the knowledge that I know. I'd be lazy implementing it in my show. So, you know, I apologize to my listeners out there and everybody that'll listen to this recording. I'm going to get better with everything, acting on camera, acting on, doing my voiceover on radio. The show is going to be, we're trying to get the show up to the point of like, it can be on, you know, on a television network. And I have the opportunity right now to do that with a good friend of mine who's giving me a spot to do a podcast on a situation that he has that can go on television. So we'll get it there. But anyway, with all that being said, going back to our topic today, for those of you just tuning in, we don't really have a topic today. We just got the lines open to do open consultations on air for anybody that want consultation. Normally, I do my consultation. $25 for a 30-minute consultation. But what I would do is waive that for a while, waive that service for a while, and give everybody the opportunity to come on air and do a live on-air consultation so the listeners live, or if they go back and listen to the recorded episode, some of the questions that they may have for me may get answered in these live consultations on air. So I got a guy that's supposed to be calling in this morning to test that theory. If he calls in, great. If you don't call in, we'll just go ahead on and talk about my other part of the topic, which is service fees. I'm going to be talking about a little bit about my service packages that I offer to help street free agent athletes move their career forward. So let's talk about that a little bit. Service fees for me, for management, is $600. If I take your career, I manage your career contract to contract, meaning you pay me $600 to basically walk lockstep with you going through your career. That's what you're paying the $600 for, meaning that I'm pretty much making myself accessible for the most part all day. Of course, I do have to sleep, but if I do see your called me or text me, if I see it, I'll wake up and I'll text you back and say, hey, I'm asleep right now, but text me what you need so I can ponder upon it overnight, and I'll call you first thing in the morning. Now, if it's like a major, major emergency situation, one of my clients and got in trouble and went to jail and done some dumb stuff or made a mistake, I'll put it like that, made a mistake in judgment and done something that got him jammed up, and I'm going to put a stall in his career. I want to get on the phone and try to see what I can do to help you get your head right and give you some resources and some advice. So that's what the $600 consultation is about. Not consultation, but $600 management fee is about, because I'm actually managing your career and putting you in a position to basically what you're getting when you pay for my management, you're getting advisement, you're getting friendship, you're getting encouragement, you're getting support throughout your career from your first contract to your bigger contract. And as each contract gets bigger, like $600 is a pro-developmental management contract. Moving up to, let's say, USFL, XFL, CFL contract, NFL contract, I just say, look, pay me for anything outside the NFL, I'll say pay me 15% or $5,000, whichever is greater, for a USFL, XFL, CFL contract. 15% or $5,000, my management, whatever is greater. And I think I earned that, you know, with the work that I put into my guys. Because you go, okay, if you made $55,000 and you gave me $5,000, you still made $50,000. If you made $80,000 and you gave me $5,000, you know, you still made $75,000. So that's why I say $5,000 or 15%, whichever is greater. If 15% is greater than 5,000, I want the 15%. If 15% is if $5,000 is $5,000 or 15%, whichever number is greater. I'm going to take the greater number. I'll just make it simple like that. So, NFL contract, I want 15%, easy, because you're making good money in the NFL. So I want 15% of that contract. If you sign a practice squad contract, let's just say, for instance, you get $90,000 and you gave me 15% or $5,000, whichever is greater, you still pretty much came out of there with $85,000 or so, somewhere up in there. You still made good money. I mean, a lot of times, guys look at it like, well, why I gotta pay you? Why should I pay you anything? Well, you should pay me anything. You should pay me what I'm asking you for, because I'm the one that helped guide your career. Came to me for management advice and all this stuff. And if I manage your career, we're moving forward step to step to step. Every time money is on the table, we need to renegotiate what you're paying me. I don't do this for free. I have to eat. But a lot of people don't understand. My body requires food, so that means I need groceries. There's certain places I need to go, so I have to have a car for transportation. It's certain things I like to do recreational wise. I like this is stogies and beer. I like cigars and I like beer. So I mean, it's certain things I like to do that require money. I have to have shelter, so it requires me to pay rent and understand where I live at. San Diego, California. It's not easy to live here. Rent is extremely high. So when I tell a guy, hey, it's $5,000 or 15% when we're talking about real contracts, meaning USFL, XFL, CFL, that's what it is. NFL, I'm not even arguing about that. I want 15%. All agents get anywhere from 1 to 3%, 1 to 3% of an NFL contract, which they can't recoup until a dang near 3 years down the line of the guy getting on the active roster. So I'm not going to be waiting around that long for my money. That's why I won't join the NFLPA, because they tell the guy when, they tell the agent when he can make the money. They tell the agent that he got to pay all this different stuff for food, housing, meals, housing, and their training, getting these guys ready for pro day. They can't get none of that back until the league say they can get it back. So the athlete, 9 out of 10, is going to say, well, I'm going to just wait till the deadline to have to pay you. And the NFL will uphold that. I don't want to be an agent for the NFL and certify with them, because why? I don't want nobody telling me when I can get paid. I don't want nobody telling me how much I can get paid. My client determines how much I can get paid. I think that was the biggest issue that they had with Rich Paul, LeBron agent manager. I guess they was like, he had too much power and he had access through LeBron James to all these different athletes. And he wasn't a certified agent, from what I understand. But he was saying, I don't have to be a certified agent to manage, for an athlete to hire me to manage his career. I'm a great manager. I don't have to worry about the agent test and all this stuff, and you telling me I can only make 3%. Me and LeBron James and whoever else wants to come up under my management, use my advice and business expertise, pay me what we agree me to be paid. And I don't blame them, because I wouldn't have certified either. And I think here since they made such a big deal out of it, he probably did go and pay the money and get his certification license and all that, because he's trying to rewrite the law on who people like him and myself, managers, independent businessmen in sports, they tried to rewrite the law on who we could have access to, who we could talk to, who we could influence. They tried to rewrite the law, but I stay independent. I'm going to always do what I want to do, because when the story is at the end of the day, when I tell my story before I close my eyes, people are going to ask, well, hey, man, how'd you make it? How'd you make it in sports? By staying independent and not joining a union, staying out of that stuff, because when you ain't got a union, the player and the management can negotiate amongst themselves. That's just the way it is. I understand why they put a union in place, because a lot of different hucksters, people, family members, like a lot of times, me being from down south, if I was an athlete, and let's say because I had a pastor that I was, that was my clergy, and I was attending the church since a young boy, but I seen this pastor had a couple businesses and everything like that. So he necessarily didn't have to go to college.
or business school, but because you've seen them do, seen a person do well by, you know, learning on the job or maybe, you know, taking up a trade somewhere. And in some businesses, you could just basically get a book and learn how to do it. So you might have a clergy like that, maybe not had them went to college, or they could have went to college, either way. But you see them do well in business, and you'll say, hey, I'm going to the NFL. I need somebody to talk, to negotiate for me on my behalf. So back in the day, the NFL would just basically let the athlete select whoever they wanted to be, you know, to be their manager, agent, advisor, whatever. And then it started being a bad situation because when you give as an athlete, you give your clergy or some lawyer, you know, some of these professional business people that you trust, you get them full control of your career and have access to your money and stuff like that. You know, they were robbing some of these guys, taking more than they should have been taking, buying stuff in these players' names, and just doing all kind of different stuff. So I understand why the NFL came up with agent rules by, you know, making them certify with the NFLPA. But when you're a guy like myself and you're not that type of person that's just basically trying to take people money and steal from people, you don't want to be up under no union rules, because I haven't cheated not one of my players. I didn't cheat my artists when I was doing music, and I haven't cheated my athletes now that I'm primarily doing sports. However, I still do music stuff a la carte. You know, if it's something that interests me and I want to be a part of, I still provide A&R services, not really managerial services, but I do provide A&R services for artists, hip-hop and R&B artists, as they come to me and they, you know, may need certain things, consultation and stuff like that. I can point them in the right direction still, because I still have a close relationship with all my hip-hop and R&B contacts, like my man Keith Klizoff. We'll get up in the music. Klizoff is and owner, president of Team Action Sound Design. He also has his own major label distribution through, I believe he's using Universal Ingrooves or something like that, something Ingrooves, major label and Ingrooves, a combination for distribution. If you got music, hip-hop music or anything like that, and you got a project that you want to get out, definitely hit up Keith Klizoff, platinum producer, with Team Mash and Sound Design. You can Google Team Mash and Sound Design, and you can also find him on Twitter at Klizark1, C-L-I-Z-A-R-K, Klizark1 on Twitter. He'll point you to the right direction if you got a music project you want to put out. And don't get it twisted, some athletes are also artists as well. We had a young lady, her name is Janisa. She's out of North Carolina, and she came on our show. She was a college basketball player at UNC Pembroke, and pretty good basketball player, I might say. But things didn't work out with an injury and trying to get back. And by the time she was on the cusp of doing music versus doing sports, so she went the music direction. I had her on the show. She talked about her basketball career and what happened and what led her to go fully off into music. So this show right here, we break new music from hip-hop artists and producers, R&B artists and producers. We break their music projects on here, bring them on for an interview and play their music if it's clean radio-edited music. We play beats from producers like Keith Klizoff, and also like my man DJ Keith Chronic. DJ Keith Chronic is another music contributor to our show. He provides some beats, and the last track that I played, that was his track, that I believe that was Rebuild or Tech, either one of them, by DJ Keith Chronic, who he himself also has his own fashion label, NDT, that means in the trunk, NDT clothing, meaning he can pull up in his car, pop his trunk, and he got all kind of merchandise in his trunk to sell you, shoes, T-shirts, hats, jackets, et cetera, good quality stuff, NDT, in the trunk clothing, by my man DJ Keith Chronic here in San Diego, California. Plus, he does a lot of mixtapes. If you need a mixtape done and you're a hip-hop artist, R&B artist out there, you want a mixtape project done, you hit him up. And you can find him on Facebook at Keith Payne. On my page and my friends list, You can go to my page, Ramiro Ferran, on Facebook, and then you can look at my friend, the fine Keith Payne, and that you'll see him pop up, and he has In the Trunk Clothing, NDT Clothing. So, yeah, those two big contributors to my music on the show. And if you got fresh, hot music, because after I get off of here today, I'm going to go to my other Twitter page, which is primarily music, and I'm going to be trying to get some more beats and music for the show. I'm just going, just basically talking about different things that I do and components of the show, because I don't have a in-studio guest today. I hit up some guys yesterday, several guys. Three of my guys were in fan control football this season, and they're all rookies. I hit them up to come on to the show to schedule their interview this week or next week. Only one has responded, and that's Jacob AU. Remember, I told you he'll be online on air Thursday doing his live interview on Blog Talk on the Stogies and Beer radio show. And for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stogies and Beer radio show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST. And the time is 8:41 a.m. Pacific time, 8:41 a.m. Pacific time. I'm just basically going through different stuff. We don't have a whole lot going on as far as athlete interview or artist interview scheduled today. So I'm just going along. On the monitor right now, we got Tiger to meet with PGA Tour players to rally support against LIV. Tiger Woods ain't happy with this LIV Tour thing backed by the Saudis. He don't want it, so he's rallying up troops with the PGA Tour players to rally support against LIV. So Tiger Woods is fighting for his cause now. You know, he trying to get take away support for LIV. He don't want players jumping from the PGA Tour to jump over to the LIV Golf Tour. I was seeing that the guys that are playing in the LIV Golf Tour, they tried to file a suit against the PGA because they want to play in the FedEx Playoff, which I believe is a PGA sanctioned event. If I'm correct, but they lost that lawsuit, so they're saying if you're playing for LIV, you can't play over here for the FedEx Playoff. So if you want to call in, so I guess call in line and banter about some golf and what's going on with PGA versus LIV, call in to area code 515-602-9687. It's area code 515-602-9687. If you want to call in and talk about anything sports related that's coming across the wire, let me go to my other monitor and see what they're talking about here on the monitor. We got, let me see here, I'm trying to get the information so I can share it with you. They're saying that Bill Belichick, something about Bill Belichick and Matt Jones, Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia, and Joe Judge splitting play calling duties is a longer conversation. Again, Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia, and Joe Judge splitting play calling duties is a longer conversation. Will this unique coaching arrangement be beneficial to Mac Jones and the offense? So they're trying to say that three people trying to call plays for Mac Jones in his second year, is there going to be too much of too many voices in the man's ear? Time will tell. I mean, I wouldn't question anything that the Patriots do, because the Patriots' way is a dynasty. You know, they didn't win since Tom Brady left them. But the bottom line is, the Patriots way is a successful way. Nobody can dispute that. They might be down right now, but the Patriots way, when they're all together, like Belichick, Mac Jones, not Mac Jones, but Belichick, Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia didn't win when he left to go to Detroit. He was a failure in Detroit, if I'm remembering correctly. I don't even think they made the playoffs. But bottom line is, a lot of other coaches that was under Belichick, when they left out, they didn't really do well by themselves. But when they're all together under Belichick in the Patriots way system, trust you me, they win. That's why it's a dynasty. You got to understand, Bill Belichick grew up around the military. He grew up around Annapolis. So him being around Annapolis learning from the U.S. Naval Academy, where his dad, I believe, was a coach at the U.S. Naval Academy. He understands discipline, honor, courage, commitment. Bill Belichick understands those things, those core values, to give to his team. So when people sit back and say, oh, is that situation going to work or not? That's why it's a dynasty. That man took a lot of principle from the United States Naval Academy, if I'm remembering right. I don't think it was Army. I think it was the United States Naval Academy that he was at. And he took those principles and won. Not only him, but you got coaches like Coach Krzyzewski, Coach K. Went to Army a lot and coached. I think he was a coach at Army for a good period of time. So was Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight for Indiana back in the day. These are legendary winning coaches that's won national championships and have been to the NCAA basketball men's tournament multiple times. Why? Because they went and got that education from Army, Navy, Air Force, the military academy to enhance their experience as a leader, leading men. Just like you lead a man in the battle, you got to lead a man in the battle on the basketball court, football field, baseball diamond. You're still leading men in the battle. That's what sports is. A lot of people don't know that. But when I took my courses at New York University, that's what they said. Sport is battle. That's why we created sports. Because in times where it wasn't any war, men, we get antsy. Men. So women that are competitive. I'm not saying that women ain't competitive. What I'm saying is some women may be more competitive than others, because I do know some women that don't want to have nothing to do with sports and getting dirty. But it's some that do. So the women that do like sports and competitiveness, and the men, and at the same time, some men don't like sports and like getting dirty either. So I'll just put it like this here. People that like sports have a mindset of battle, men and women. I'll put it like that. Don't mean to offend anybody. I'm just trying to get this correct. Men and women that like sports, that's our sports community, they like battle. They like competition. So a long time ago, when there was no wars, this is why we created sports and we created the games and everything like that, because we had to create and simulate battle to feed that competitive edge that's born within us as human beings, be it man or woman. So that's what sports is all about. So when I say that Coach Knight, Coach K, Coach Knight, and who was it? Coach K, Coach Knight, we were talking about Coach Belichick, they went and got their training. They went and got their training from the military academy, because the military academies teach you how to lead men into battle, and sport is battle to some degree. But, you know, at least in sport, most of the time, 99.9% of the time, everybody comes off alive and goes home. You know, 99.9% of the time, and the 1% I'm leaving out is injury, freak accident, stuff like that. Things happen in life, whether it's regular life or sports. You know, it, like I said, it's 99.9% of the time in sports, all the participants make it off the field. If that estimate is not exactly correct, forgive me. You can call into the show and give me the correct estimate, and we'll broadcast that. But, again, for those of you just tuning in, today is just pretty much we're just letting people call in, doing open, testing out my consultations on live air, open consultation on live air. And I'm also talking about Best Sports Management, which is my company outside of this blog talk radio show, Stogies and Beer. My sports management company and my advisor service is Best Sports Management. That's capital B-E-S-T, all capitalized, Best Sports Management. There is no V in front of best, because best stands alone. So it's like it's not the best sports management and advisor service. It's best, because best stands alone. We don't need the D in front of it. It's Best Sports Management Company. There is no D in front of best, because best stands alone.
how successful my customer service is for my company. That's what we boast for best sports management is our customer service, because we try to be available to our athletes. We don't take your money and then run and go hide. Last thing I talked about was the and I'm going to go to some music here in the next, our music mix in the next 5 minutes, and then come back on air, and hopefully I'll have my first consultation lined up for 9 o'clock. Hopefully he remembered to call in and get his consultation. And I'm going to text him now, call in, so he can go ahead and call in and get his consultation done and everything like that. So last thing I talked about as far as best sports management service fees for management is $600. Now, outside of that, what we have is three packages that we run. And we have these packages that where we do the fee based on the television partner that's attached with the league. So for IFL, Indoor Football League, NAL, National Arena League, CIFL, Champions Indoor Football League, American Arena League, and anything that falls below that, like American West Football Conference, AFA, Arena Football Association, and a lot of independents up under that. Some of these teams like that have local TV partners, especially the first three that I named, which is the IFL Indoor Football League, who just finished their championship up this past weekend, along with the National Arena League, who just finished their championship up this past weekend. They have local TV partners. You can, like in San Diego, we have the San Diego Strike Force. San Diego Strike Force, where they run their games on Fox. You can see here locally they had about, I believe, all their home games were broadcasted here on Fox. And then they might have also had one or two away games that I might have seen. But they do have a local TV partner here in local Fox 5. So you can sit at home and watch the game, or you can log in online. That package right there is $100. I think CIFL, Champions Indoor Football League, who finished their championship up about a month ago, my good coach and my good friend and coach, Haran O'Neill, Hall of Famer for the Indoor Football League. He's in the Champion Indoor Football League now, and he won his championship right there. That was his fourth championship that he won at the Indoor Football League level. So I believe they also have a TV partner for those Champions Indoor Football League teams. They use their local TV partners as well. But I'd have to verify that to make sure. If anybody knows and can correct me either online. You can DM me at Foran Sports on Twitter, or you can call into the show live and correct me. It doesn't matter. I just like to give out the correct information. But going back to my fees, it's $100 for a league like the top three indoor arena league teams, which would be the National Arena League, the Indoor Football League, Champions Indoor Football League. They usually would have a local TV partner. So I charge you $100 to put you in that league. Moving from that, I charge you $200 for a indoor football arena league combination type of gimmick, video game gimmick team league, rather, which is the Fan Control Football. You can look up Fan Control Football at Fan Control on Twitter, at FCF on Twitter, Fan Control Football on Twitter. Look them up, and you can kind of like get a little bit more information off their website, how they run their game. They basically have a live video game format. Like if you were playing Madden, they just took Madden and turned it into a live football game where the fans can call the plays. The fans can vote to call the plays. The fans can basically make the decision. Like if the referee says it was a touchdown or not, the fans can vote to overturn the referee's call if it's a touchdown or not. Different little things like that. They do fifth downs, power-ups, where, you know, you have eight men against seven men. They can remove a player off the field to give a team an advantage. Just different little things that they do. It's a fun gimmick. I liked it. I had three of my rookies playing Fan Control Football this past season, and my good friend, Coach John Jenkins, he was doing a lot of combines with Pro Player Edge. He's doing a lot of combine stuff, and a lot of the guys that worked out good at his combine he presented them to get fan controlled football contracts. So that's a $200 package, a $200 package for to go to fan controlled football for me, because the way I'm doing it is, it's $200 for my service, it's $100 for my service, and then it's $100 that you're going to need to go and do that workout with Pro Player Edge with my good friend Coach John Jenkins. So everything that I'm doing, that I'm partnering, everybody I'm partnering with to get you a look, I get my $100, and then whatever their package is, that's what you got to pay. And plus, you got to get there. I mean, these opportunities, you got to get to these opportunities. That's why I tell guys that you need to be saving your money, working a job, saving your money, so you can get to where you need to go to. This isn't college, so you don't have a team backing everything. If you're a street free agent, you don't have an agent paying for everything for you. And as a grown man or a grown woman, you don't need to be at home waiting on mom and dad to throw some money in your pocket to go and do all this stuff. So, I mean, if they want to do it, great. You got some financial backing, your family can afford it, that's fine. But I speak to pretty much the people that don't have that financial backing. They pretty much got to do it themselves. I say get out there and work a job or two and train and you have to let your bosses know, hey, I'm pursuing a football career. I'm going to work hard, do overtime, whatever I need to do. But when I need to dip out and go do a workout and come back, I need to have some leeway. And, you got to find some of these bosses that's going to allow you to go and do that, because you can find a job at any point in your life. Work ain't going nowhere. Jobs ain't going nowhere. Work ain't going nowhere, especially if you're trying to pursue football. I try to tell, and I'm going to say this before I get back to my other package. I'm saying all this because as you're trying to pursue a football career, you don't need to get off into your whatever you went to school for your degree, unless you're going to be doing training, athletic training, some of the kinesiology, exercise science. If you specialize in that, you can make money doing what you do every day, which is training. You can train yourself and train other people. That makes sense. Other than that, get you a job that's a transferable job, meaning like security work. People work security everywhere. It's a quick buck. You can make anywhere every 2 weeks, but anywhere from $600 to $800 every 2 weeks. That's pretty much what you need, while you're trying to pursue football. You just need to have some money in your pocket to take care of yourself and to do some workouts. Get with national brands. National brands meaning work at Walmart, Target, JCPenney, stuff that no matter where you go, these companies are going to be. So you can make about $600 to $800 every 2 weeks working full-time, part-time, whatever. You can make some money to fund your career. And I tell guys to do it that way because when you have to go for fan control, you'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. You'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. But unfortunately, the way they have it set up, you pretty much are there all day doing football. You're in camp there. You're doing meetings and trainings. Fan control football is ran like pretty much like the NFL is ran. You're there all day. It's an all day situation. You're in meetings. You're in training. You're in rehab. You're learning your plays. You're out on the field. It's an operation. And based on what a lot of my guys, I had six guys in fan control football, some vets, three vets, and three rookies. Three rookie street free agents, three vet street free agents were in camp for fan control football, and they said it was a great experience. They got housed, they got fed, they got rehab, they film, and all my guys made it to the playoffs except for one. All my guys made it to the playoffs except for one because he got injured. But I had five guys in the playoffs, and one guy made it to the championship game, which is he's going to be on air Thursday. That's Jacob Ayu, offensive lineman out of Amherst College, and pro developmental football, fan control football, Board 8 football club. He made it to the championship game, although they came up short. So my last package I want to talk about, but let me go back. The $200 package, again, is for fan control football because they have a local TV partner in NBC. You can turn on NBCLX. And you can see NBCLX nationally. It was a national provider, national television partner with fan control football. So that costs $200 for that package. 100 goes to me, and the other 100 goes to the workout that you have to do with Coach John Jenkins at Pro Player Edge to get that contract. And nothing's guaranteed. on any of this, but I do have a lot of relationships, and I have been pretty much successful at getting a lot of guys on the football field. I will say that, and that's a fact. Third package is, I believe my third package is going to be a $400 package. $100 goes to me for my service, and the other $300 goes to the scouting service that I use for the USFL and the XFL. It's a service that I use where you get your name placed in a big scouting book, a digital scouting book, I believe it is, not a physical scouting book, but a digital scouting book. You get your name placed in there. That book gets sent out to so many different teams for the USFL, XFL, NFL. It gets sent out. So you can basically be in that data list to get selected for a workout. But it's definitely effective for the USFL and the XFL. I've already got one guy placed using that service for the XFL already, for XFL draft pool invitation. Speaking a little bit about the XFL draft pool invitation, you guys know that yesterday we had a good segment. Football, the topic of the show yesterday was minor league football foul-ups part two. So go back to my archives on Blog Talk Radio. Just go back to my archives and go back one episode, and you'll hear a lot about the stuff that was going on for the XFL draft pool invitations. Some of these shady agencies getting fees from these athletes and then creating fake XFL draft pool invitations, I guess, to justify why they charge whatever they charge. I don't do business like that, people. I don't do dark business. All my business is in the light, meaning I don't have anything to hide. I don't do dark business, hiding stuff, doing shady stuff, taking people money. A lot of these agencies will take your money and won't even answer the phone after you pay them. I don't play that stuff. This is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Time on deck is 9:02 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:02 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I'm your host, Ramiro Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. The last package that I have is going to be for $100 for me plus $750. So that's $850. And the $100 for me and the $750 is going to be for a NFL-style, NFL-sanctioned OTA mini-camp-style workout. That's NFL-sanctioned. Again, it's going to be an OTA-style mini-camp workout that is NFL-sanctioned, and the NFL has the capability to come to the event or do a live look-in, so you can get an NFL look. It's going to cost $750, or if you upgrade to a higher package, it'll be double that. It'll be double that, or near double that, like it'll be $1,350 for, so either $750 or $1,350 if you're going to do an upgrade package, which I always suggest a guy do an upgrade package, but that package is going to cost you $100 plus whatever that is. So $100 plus $750 is $850, and $100 plus $1,350 is going to be, what, $1,450. So it just depends on what you're trying to do. I do suggest that last package, even though it's a little bit more costly, and plus you got to fly your way to get here. That's done in California, so you have to fly your way to get out here. And plus you got to get your own hotel room, and you got to pay for your meals. But, hey, like I just said, that's why you're working a job. You're working a job doing security or working for some kind of national brand to keep money in your pocket. So when these opportunities come, you have money to pay for it, because as a street free agent, you're going to be paying for everything. So again, my packages range from $100, $200, $400, $100, $200, $400, and $850 or $1,450, depending on the package that you want. And that's for an NFL look. Management, full management services from my company, Best Sports Management, full management services is $600. That's for full management. A one-time fee of $600. And then if we move you from pro developmental indoor arena style football and you go to the USFL, then it'll be $5,000 or 15%, whichever one is greater. If you go to the XFL, same thing, $5,000 or 15%, whichever one is greater. If you move up to the NFL, it's straight 15%. Because I'm not going to allow a player that I've basically managed all the way up to the NFL come and say, hey, I'm only going to give you $5,000. No, I want 15% of $90,000 or above. 15% of $90,000 on the practice squad, if I'm a member, is definitely more than $5,000, because 10% of a $90,000 contract is $9,000 already. See, I've already doubled my money right there just getting 10%. If I go 15%, you know, that's another what? It's like, what, $9,500 if I'm correct. So I'm not going to take $5,000 when you can afford to pay me $9,500 and you still walk away with like $75,000 just for a practice squad contract in the NFL. So you see how that works? I'm not just in position to put my players out there to make money. I'm also in position to make myself some money because, again, I do, as a human being, there's certain things I require. I require food. I require shelter. And living in San Diego, shelter is very costly. I require transportation because as near, you know, as a middle-aged guy, I can't be out here catching the bus. I can't be out here catching the bus and walking everywhere. I do require transportation to drive. So I want the athlete to get in the mindset of you want people's help and you want people to guide your career. That costs money because this is a profession. This is just not something that I do. This is something that I love, and it's my profession. Even started this radio show. I wasn't going to do a radio show for my sports business, but I said, you know what? I want to be able to give these guys a voice. Go ahead on and include the interview on the radio, put it with their resume. So the person that's going through the interview can hear what the young man or young woman is all about. They can hear it firsthand off this radio show. That's why this Stogies and Beer platform, the Stogies and Beer platform is it's a good thing because it has the ability to reach so many people. I can you know, record this stuff every day and send out the episodes to different coaches that I know sign my players, and they can find out, hey, they can sit there and listen to the young man talk rather than when you go to a workout. You go to these workouts, and then you're at the workout, and the only you only have a couple minutes to shake a person's hand and say, hey, Romero Ferran sent me out here, coach. He said you already got all my stuff. Then the coach will say, yeah, I know Romero. He sent me all your stuff. And that's pretty much it because you got to get back to the workout. After that, you got to get back to the hotel room, get your stuff, get to the plane, and go back home. But these street free agent athlete spotlight interviews every day on the show that when I can book somebody, the street free agent athlete spotlight interview gives the coach and the scout a chance to go back, click on the link, and hear your story. Once they hear your story, then they can basically, you know, bring you on the show. Let me check and see if my man is on air. My man is on air. I got a 5573, 14-5573. I'm going to go to this line, 5573. I'm going to count you in, and hopefully that's my consultation. 5573 and 54321. 5573, are you on air? Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing? I can hear you very well. How you doing? How you doing?
This is my man. This is my man, DC.
Yeah. I was listening to you talk about your packages and your services. You know, I'll tell you that you are well plugged in to the NFL, and anyone would be a fool to not see the skills that you provide and the opportunities that you provide for individuals. You know, one of the things that a lot of people forget is that if you live in a city, and we'll use San Diego, and let's say San Diego has 400 high schools. Let's just use a number. And 400
okay.
high schools and 400 high schools means that there's 50 players. So that on a team, let's say. So that would be 2,000 high school football players in just San Diego. Well, San Diego is one of, let's say, 5,000 cities in the United States. So that would mean that if there's 2,000 high school players just in San Diego, and there's 5,000 high school players, 5,000 cities in America, now you're saying that, let's say, there's 10,000 high school students, and I'm just using a generic number, throughout the nation. So there's 10,000 high school students, and how many students stop playing football when they get to college? And let's say there's 10,000 colleges, and then they have 85 players on the roster. So as you see, these numbers get larger and larger. And
right.
So with that being said, there's a lot of competition to get in the NFL. When you're talking about there's only a 53-man roster, only 45 players dress for every game, and there's only 32 NFL teams, right? So you're saying at best, I mean, even when the NFL does their draft, Mr. Irrelevant is what, draft pick 270-something, right? So everyone
yeah.
doesn't even get a chance to be drafted. So if there's 10,000 people fighting for 270-some-odd spots just to be drafted, and then if the league itself only has 1,000 players, 1,500 players, then that's it, right? So
right.
your chances of getting in there are really right. It's tough. And so any opportunity that would get you in that position is an opportunity worth taking. So any young player who wants to follow that dream, who wants to take advantage of that opportunity, they're a fool if they don't want to pay something for it. Because you're going to have to pay the cost to get anywhere. Like a lot of people want lawyer money, right? A lot of people want to be a wealthy lawyer, but they don't want to study and to do well in law school. Well, you're not going to be an attorney if you don't pass law school, right? And then after you pass law school, you have to pass the bar. So if you don't want to do the work, you're not going to get there. If you don't want to take advantage of the opportunity, you're not going to get there. I saw a Kanye West documentary on Netflix, and he was talking about even after he had put out an album, he was still struggling and doing anything he could to get opportunities, right? And now he's one of the billionaires that we have in America. He's not a millionaire, he's a
right.
billionaire, right? And so the
yeah.
point is if someone really wants that opportunity, they're going to take a chance. If they don't want that opportunity, then they're not going to get there, right? I mean, how many people want to be rappers? You know, Jay-Z talks all the time. He said so many people want to be a rapper, but when I tell them, you know, meet me at the studio or this, that, and the third, and they're like, nah, man, I got to go do this with my friends right quick. I got to go, you know, he's like, yeah, you're not serious, right? If you're really trying to do this, then that's going to be your priority. So my point is anyone, you don't have to validate why you requesting fees. If anyone wants to take a chance on the opportunity, they're going to do what it takes, right? You know, the same folks that might gawk at your $100 fee, but they got an $800 cell phone in their pocket, they're not serious, right? So I think you put out great, great opportunities, and you give folks a chance. And, again, these are folks that wasn't exactly getting beat up, you know, the door wasn't getting beat down by college recruiters for them to go to some of these big schools, right? So if you couldn't get into Georgia Tech's college football program right from the beginning, you automatically got to fight to get an opportunity. You know, so I just heard you talking about your packages and you started getting into all that. But a lot of folks, man, if they questioning paying you for an opportunity when you already got a proven track record, then they're not serious.
Right.
I understand being skeptical because people can be skeptical, but usually broke people are skeptical. Let's get down to the truth. Usually broke people are skeptical. But if they're skeptical, they're not just financially broke. They know deep down that they're not going to do it, that they're not going to get the opportunity. They're not going to succeed. Because if you really, that young man you had on here Saturday, that kid's going to get, he's going to get a chance. He's going to get a chance, right? He's going to get an opportunity. But a lot of these other guys, man, they're not going to get an opportunity. Because I bet, I'm willing to bet they're not even training on their own, right? Like, if you're not getting up in the morning and working out and going out and running and hitting the gym to get in better shape, right, then you're not serious. If these guys are at home on the couch smoking herb, they're not ready, right? They're not putting any effort, because a real person that's trying to get there is going to be ready when the time comes. They're going to be at the camps. If you're the person that can get them to shake the hand of another guy that might help them, that's worth paying for, right? That's what I mean, because right. Even a practice squad salary is six figures, right? The NFL just expanded the practice squad to 16 players. So even making the practice squad, if you are undrafted free agent, you should be saying, well, at a bare minimum, let me get an opportunity to make the practice squad. Because remember, you make the practice squad, you're getting a six-figure salary, and any team can sign you off of another team's practice squad. If you're a running back with the Ravens and the running back room got six guys in it and you're a guy number six and you're on the practice squad, but Pittsburgh, the Steelers, just had an injury and they cut another guy because he got a DUI, and now they need people and they sign you off their practice squad, now you got an opportunity, right? So
right.
So anyone that doesn't want to pay for your services, even if it's just to put you in the room with somebody who can get them to an NFL contract, is an idiot, and they're not really trying to move forward in their career. It's just lip service.
Like I'm talking about self investment. I'm telling these guys, free agents. I don't know if you heard me. I said you don't want to get into a job that you're going to be taken away from moving and shaking, doing your sports career. You got to be in a job to where wherever you go there, and you can do that job when you get to the next location. So I say if you're not doing e-commerce, meaning like online, you can do that anywhere.
Yep.
If you're not doing that, you can go JCPenney, Target, Walmart. Everywhere you go, you're going to find these stores. So get in with your local company,
because in my company, in order to make money, you have to be a licensed life insurance agent at a minimum. Well, if you live in California and you get your California license, you can also have, and you move to Colorado to take a chance on the Broncos camp. Well, guess what? You can still get your license in Colorado as a non-resident agent. So you can still be licensed in two states. So you could meet with folks on your own schedule there and offer them insurance products as needed while you're in Colorado, as well as when you get back to California. So I totally agree. But also, you got to remember that as an employee, your focus is the employer's focus, because he's paying you to serve him, right? To serve him, right. To work his business and help him grow his business. So, you know, you got to remember, what are your priorities? If your priorities is just opportunity to get where you want to be, then you need to focus on that and not just, working for somebody else on their schedule, right? Because that's what a lot of concerns are. A lot of guys say, well, if I leave, then I'm missing hours here, and I didn't give myself a chance to take advantage of this NFL camp that I may not get. Well, guess what? Welcome to the real world. That's how opportunities work. If you want an opportunity, you got to take a chance, and you got to sacrifice if that's your dream. Right?
Ain't it funny how life is? You got to sacrifice something, man. Life is funny. Like,
that's
you
right.
Got to sacrifice something.
That's right. It's like a lot of people, you know how many times I heard people say, man, I couldn't go in the military because I don't want nobody cussing and fussing at me. Yeah, well, you know, then if you want, you know, free college, the military offers that, right? So there's a sacrifice to get that. You're not going to have your cake and eat it too. You're not going to be able to, you know, take 5 years after high school to live your dream of being the playing on Sundays and have someone finance that opportunity for you, right? You know, because that's what a lot of folks want. They want somebody to pay for their cell phone bill, pay for them to hang out with their friends, pay for them to live free while they chase their dream. And if they don't make it, then, oh, well, thanks for helping me. But I tried, you know. And it's like, what?
Yeah, man. I just tell these guys, you know, if you're majoring in school is exercise science or kinesiology, that's great because you can work with athletes while you're training and you can train people while you're training. But I just tell guys, don't get too locked into these jobs get a job, like I said, that's a national brand, like out the places I was just mentioning, something e-commerce online. Because, I mean, you got to be in a situation where if they say, hey, man, you can't go to practice, you can't go to the game because I need you on shift. But that's why I tell them, before you take the job, let the guy know I'm pursuing football and I need this job to fund my football career. So there's going to be times I might have to take a couple of days off just to go do a workout and get right back. But if they can't do that, the sacrifice is, hey, I got to bounce in. I'll just have to come back and if Target find me, I'll just go to Walmart. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You know,
I do.
But, I mean, that's just the way I'm looking at it. But back to your point is, that's your point about the time sacrifice and training and working out and people wanting to self-invest. Like Kobe Bryant said, you know, you talking about Jay-Z. I'm talking about Kobe Bryant. Now, Kobe said, you know, I would tell guys, hey, man, meet me at 4 o'clock for the workout. And then, you know, they'll come later on the next day and be like, hey, man, I was over there at the court at 4 o'clock, man, and I ain't see you. He's like, I was at the court. I was at the court at 4 a.m. He's like, 4 a.m.? The guy like, 4 a.m.? You wanted me to meet you at 4 a.m.? Yeah. What you say about that?
And that's what made Kobe great. It really did. And, you know, one thing that I learned in life is effort can never be challenged, right? You may not be the smartest guy. You may not be the fastest guy. You may not be whatever. But effort can never be challenged. You know, remember that movie, that football movie, the guy that played for the Eagles and he made the team, he was a special teamer, and it was actually a pretty famous movie. And the reason why the guy made it is because of his effort. Right, right. Yeah,
invincible,
right? Because of his effort, right? He worked hard and everyone else. The Rudy story, same thing. His effort. He just kept working. Right, he just kept working. A lot of these folks don't want to do that. They don't want to put that level of commitment up, and that's what made Kobe great. It was his effort. Right, Kobe. No one could challenge Kobe. Didn't have a college degree. He spoke all them languages, though. Really smart guy. Well read. Why? Because he just put in the effort. Right. You can never challenge effort. You can always challenge height. You know, like Sam Mills. He just got selected to Pro Football Hall of Fame, and his whole career, he was a small, undersized linebacker, but no one could question his effort. He was always.
I think he was only 5'7". I don't even think he was like 5'7".
Right.
I think like
5'7". Right, he was a little dude. But the point is, no one challenged his effort. He was always hitting hard. He was always out there. He was never, you know, taking the opportunity for granted. And even after he had success, he was cutting and things of that nature. He kept pushing through regardless. He was like, it doesn't matter. I mean, he was with the Saints. Then he lead the Saints, and they cut him, and he got picked up with the Bills or something like that.
He had a great career with the Saints. He was part of that Dome Patrol to team defense. Then after the contract call come back around, they're like, nah, we letting you go. And then the Carolina Panthers, brand new franchise, their first year picked him up. And I think they beat the Saints that year. And I was pissed off. Damn, why they pick up Sam Mills, man?
Right, right. He got caught up in the expansion draft. Right. And then after that, you know, he moved on with Carolina. Then he played for the Bills, though. I know he played for more than one team other than the
he finished up with the Carolina Panthers
and became a coach.
He became their, linebackers coach or something, like defensive coordinator or something. And then after that, definitely got sick. He got sick fairly quickly after that.
and he got cancer and passed. But yeah, man. I mean, but it's back to the what we're talking about effort. I want to just use you as an example. I mean, just like this weekend, you know, you invited me on to a Zoom call, and I seen the effort that you put into getting that thing set up. You had 22 people on, including myself, and everything looked good. Zoom background was good. The presenter was knowledgeable. He sent out had all this stuff on the whiteboard. Presentation was good. Everything was good. So, you know, that's the effort. Like, I know a lot of people come into your business, and everybody listening to this Stogies and Beer Radio show, this is one of my tags, business and e-commerce. So why I got my man DC on here before we talk about the firing of the Rangers head coach for the Major League Baseball. We are just talking about some business right now. But I want to just go back and commend you because, you know, you hire a lot of, you bring people on board. And when they see that, when you do something like that, you require everybody on your team to be logged in. I want everybody on the team. I'm doing this virtual Zoom, and this is how you do your presentation. I want everybody on here and everybody that you're trying to talk to. Like, if you got 10 people that you're trying to talk to, invite them on here so we can go ahead and get them closed. So basically, if you got, let's say, for instance, all 20-something people that were on that call, just as an example, were under you, each one of them should have had another 5 or 10 people that they're trying to get in the business on that call. What you say about that? That's effort, right?
That is correct. That would be effort, yes. Yep, that is totally correct.
But half the time, we know we'll be in a situation like that, and people that's half-assing, excuse my language on for the FCC broadcasting rules, but they happen it, as they say, because, you know, you're talking about you want an opportunity, you want to make money. Okay, well, I'm putting you in a position to make money, to show you how to make it, but you got to show, if you got 50,000 things going on around you and you ain't eating, breathing, and sleeping this stuff, like with my business, I eat, sleep, and breathe best sports management. Like I tell them, there is no D. Like you say, the best, no, I'm just best sports management. There's no D in front of best because best stands alone, because I know no one can outwork me when it comes to customer service. My customer service is stellar. No one can outwork me. That's why anytime somebody do a testimonial on my business, nine times out of ten, you always got one or two disgruntled people because they didn't do what they were supposed to do, but they'll blame you. But nine times out of ten, when you talk to my clients, all of them paid me money, got a great customer service, and most of them got four times the money that they paid when they came into my business. I don't lose.
Right.
If you do what I say, I don't lose. We don't lose. That's why I call myself best, because there's no D in front of best, because best stands alone. And I'll argue that point any day. But go ahead.
No, you're right, and that's exactly how you have to be. And that's why I say, you know, anyone that doesn't see the value in your services, it's not because your services aren't valuable and well worth the money. It's because it's an issue with them. They either deep down know that they're not going to get there, right, or they really don't have it as a dream. Because if you really want something, no one's going to stop you from doing it. If you really want to do something, no one's going to stop you. You're gonna do anything you have to do to get there. You know, you're gonna take a job that's gonna be flexible or is a short term job, right? If you know NFL camps are in the summer, hypothetically, then you're gonna work during. You're gonna take a job where you can do it during the non summer months, and so save your money. So during the summer, you can be available, right? You know, whatever. You really are trying to do. If that's your dream, that's your goal, you're gonna get there, right? And if you don't, it won't because you didn't put in the effort, right? If you don't get there, then it wasn't because you didn't put in the effort and you didn't take advantage of every opportunity available. It was because maybe someone else had better plans for you or other plans, right? So
I'll rebuttal that point, though. I'll say that part of what you said is correct. It wasn't because you didn't put in the effort. You put in the effort as far as a player. But if you go back I think I did three shows ago, something called taking lemons and turning them into lemonade, right? So the point that I was making on taking lemons and turning it into lemonade, and I'm going to say this here, then I got to get off into some sports stuff with you before you go. I need your opinion on a couple sports topics before you get off here real quick. But before I go, I want to say that taking lemons and turning them into lemonade, when it comes down to effort, is I told my guys, I said, if you're playing football at the pro developmental indoor arena league level, right, meaning that's a film league to move you up, and then you go to the XFL, the USFL, same thing, film leagues, it's just different marketing because some of them have TV, bigger TV partners. So now, the marketing, sales, promotions, all why would you not go and be like, I'm going to give an hour or two a day after practice and go and learn what they do? Because I'm going to add the sports executive education on my resume. So when I say that the playing part didn't work for me, I still can go and volunteer and apply for a job for an NFL franchise in their C-suite, in the advertising department, CRM department, whatever, because you went to every department and learned how a team runs. Don't just go play for the team is what I told them. I say learn how the team runs. And then on top of that, learn how to coach while you're there. Ask to go to the coaches' meeting. Get in there and learn how to make plays and do different things, because it's more than one way to make it into the league, whether it's the NFL, NBA, MLB, whatever sport it is. It's more than one way to make it in professional sports, and you still can have a very lucrative career. And I'm talking about million-dollar careers based on your effort.
I totally agree.
Am I right about that?
I totally agree. And it's taking advantage of opportunities. Right? Now you have the opportunity to be there. You already know the reality is if you're coming in on one of those other leagues, those other things, you're taking a chance that you will finally get an opportunity to play. But it's quite possible that you won't ever step on the field of the NFL during a live regular season game. It's totally possible. So you better take advantage of the opportunity to be there or else you're doing yourself a disservice. So I totally agree.
For instance, and I'm going to get on to some sports after I say this. I had a young man when I went into, I had two cups of coffee. I always boast this with the NFLPA front office, with Troy Vincent's staff. I had two cups of coffee. And I took another young man. He was a military cadet from Army West Point. And we were talking about the disadvantages of military players getting the NFL opportunity once they're done with their obligated service. So now, that, you know, We got some things in place, talked about some stuff, whatever. But he just reached out to them based on that meeting. He still had their emails and everything through the meeting that I set up. And he asked them for an internship. He said, could I come in and intern? And him being a West Point cadet, 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to say, why not? Or if we can't do it here, maybe we'll help you get an internship with another team, or with our actual teams or whatever, or another department. But the bottom line is, sharp young man, went to a great school, and even though he's still trying to work toward getting to the NFL, he's going to set himself up to get an NFL opportunity some kind of way. If it just makes sense to me.
With the smart
business. But before you get off here, man, what do you think? This morning on Across the Wire, people, you know, we're going to some sports news. Across the Wire, I've seen that Lamar, some guys are saying that, you know, Lamar Jackson, you know, he shouldn't take a snap until he gets his deal done. Because what if he gets hurt and his deal is not done? Then he can't go back and ask for the money. And then it was a key point that they were making, was just like, he's being cheap. They said he's being cheap by not getting an agent. And I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that or not, because he's using his mom as his manager, and he's allowing his mom to become a great manager, and he trusts his mom. He's allowing her to learn with him. They learn together, and maybe somebody, after he gets this big deal done, God forbid he gets hurt, she's going to be able to attract other athletes. They'll be calling her saying, like, hey, you the momager, how about you help me out, you know, blah, 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 blah. We'll just work. I ain't got to pay for an agent. I'll just pay you because you just got Lamar Jackson, the biggest contract, because he's going to ask for the same money that Deshaun Watson got, and he probably get more. So what do you say? What say you about that?
Well, I do see the opportunity for his mom. Also, I think it's part of let's keep all the money in-house, right? When you have an agent, you know, the agent is getting paid, so you can argue, why should I let this guy get part of the money? If my mom's the agent and we all together, then all of the money stays in the house. And so that's a perspective there. I do agree it opens up the mom for an opportunity to become an agent and help other players, in a particular sense. He had kind of a weird path to get to the NFL and a lot of doubters as well for him, despite his talent. I do believe, though, that he deep down wants to try to win a Super Bowl on his very first contract, on his rookie contract. I think he feels a little bit defeated because he got injured last year. And, you know, at one point the Ravens had the number one seed and was the best team in football and were at 8-3 at that point in the season. Even though they had some shaky games, they were still 8-3. And so I think he felt like, man, you know, that was an opportunity gone by because I got injured. So I think he really feels committed to trying to win a Super Bowl on his rookie contract. I also think he feels like if he did bet on himself and win the Super Bowl, that now he could get any kind of money he wanted. Because, again, if you compare him to Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Watson hasn't been as successful in the NFL as Lamar Jackson. And if he wins the Super Bowl, even takes the Ravens to the Super Bowl, you know, you could argue this guy could get a $300 million deal, right? So I think that it's definitely worth for him to hold out in that way. However, I actually think it's smart for the Ravens. While the Ravens threw out there all these different numbers and said, hey, man, we're willing to give you any amount of money you want, come talk to us, and he hasn't done that. I think it's actually smart for the Ravens, too, because now they can say, okay, what plan are we going to have if he gets injured or he gives us a money, a dollar figure that we can't afford? And so I think as a franchise, the Ravens are smart to not push this anymore because why? You got Tyler Huntley on the bench, which is the same type of player, a lot cheaper. And then, of course, if it doesn't work out, you can let Lamar go. You can let him walk. And now you still have a capable player, or you can franchise him for 1 year and then make moves then, right? So I think it's a win-win for both sides.
Switching sports, we're going to Major League Baseball real quick for everybody that's tuning in to Stogies and Beer. I got my man DC, my big baseball contributor on the show. DC, what do you think about? Do you think it's a small move for the Texas Rangers to fire their manager this late in the season? You know, I mean, what is that a smart move?
Yes, and the reason why is because, you know, if you don't think you're going to be able to make the playoffs as an organization, you might as well go in a different direction with the rest of the season left to see what you can salvage and what you can do. And so, you know, when you think about that, it's a smart move as an organization. You give coaches a chance, but if you don't see it going well, you know, might be time to move on, right? So Texas, they're not 500. They're not a 500 team. They're clearly not going to make the playoffs. I mean, you know, they're not making the playoffs. So why keep paying a guy who clearly lost the locker room? I mean, they're not a good team, right? So why not let that guy go and get a new manager and take the organization in a different direction, you know? And then baseball opened it up this year because they have an additional playoff spot, right? Because it's, you know, it used to just be two wild card teams and the four division winners. Now it's three wild card teams and the four division winners. So they open up an extra slot for each league. So for for American League internationally. So you got an extra playoffs available, and Texas still isn't competitive. Yeah, I'd let that guy go too, and it shows a commitment to winning, right? So let's get some young players in here. Let's see what we can do. Let's give another manager a chance. Smart move.
The last question for you, for the NBA, they were showing the Lakers, Coach Devin Ham, I think I'm saying his name right, he was saying that anybody who bases on falling in line with his system, basically they can be gone. And they were saying, how is that type of outlook on the team going to affect Russell Westbrook? I said, bottom line is, it shouldn't really affect Russell Westbrook. I mean, we're talking about an MVP, a guy that broke Oscar Robinson's record on triple doubles, if I'm remembering correct. If not, you can correct me. I know you can. And then the fact that, this guy, he's contributed to every team that he's been on. He just needs, at this point, I feel like with the lineup, AD and LeBron, and who they should have their three additional players that's going to be starting, and then it's semi-starting or starting part-time as I'm coming off the bench. Russell Westbrook with his squad, that's role players coming in, bringing up the rear. I just don't know why it's so important for a guy like Russell Westbrook to even feel like, or people to feel like, well, if he's not on the court opening tip, he should feel some kind of way. Because hell, he could be on the court opening tip, play 2 or 3 minutes, see how it goes, then if it ain't working, sit him down, and then, use the scenario that I'm using. And, he still should feel accomplished, man. I don't get it. When it comes down to why everybody got to be on the court at the same time. But go ahead.
So first things first, I agree with Darvin Ham. If you're not trying to contribute to the success of the team, we don't need you. And I think that that's a smart move because you got LeBron. Now, while I personally – I'm not a fan of LeBron. You cannot challenge that man's game and his accomplishments at his age. You cannot. And so I will never do that. I totally respect LeBron James and his talent and skills. So you a team with LeBron, you a team with AD who struggles with injuries. The Lakers have a huge salary cap issue, so they can't bring in as many players. So, yeah, if you're not a part of the team, and what we're trying to do as an organization, we're leaving you behind. So I think that's a smart move by him. Also, as the new head coach, he has to establish himself. One thing no one can say about Darvin Ham is he played. He was a player. He played for Milwaukee. I believe he played for the Pistons for a while. Darvin Ham was a player. He played in the league with a whole lot of folks. So he knows what it takes to be in the NBA. Because he was there. So,
what was his coaching pedigree, though, as far as who did he play under?
Well, he was definitely – he spent a lot of time with Milwaukee. He played for the Nuggets. He played for the Pacers, the Wizards. I mean, he moved around, Atlanta. He definitely did that. When he was a coach, he started out in the – in like the developmental league. He was an assistant with the Lakers. He was assistant under the Hawks, the Bucks. So he actually got a chance to do that. He was under Mike Brown when he was with the Lakers, I think, one year when they won. And then when he was he helped Milwaukee win the title. He was assistant coach there. So he's had some chances. I think he was under Budenholzer when he was with Milwaukee and all that. But he has a lot of experience. He picked up a lot, through the ranks. So he's done his time, and so he knows the game. He knows the game. And
no, not to cut off, but some experts will argue that he's in over his head, which goes back to. I heard an expert say, and you'll probably know who I'm talking about, but I don't say names on the show. Some expert said that, every time a black coach gets an opportunity, he doesn't get an opportunity like in Brooklyn where you got three stars, Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie. You know, a black coach like Devin Ham probably should have got a job like that, but yet you'll hire a black coach for a sinking ship, like send him to the Lakers. You know, even though they got LeBron, you could argue, well, he got LeBron James, that's all that matters. And he got AD. And he got Russell Westbrook. So that's three stars, but it's a sinking ship. So do you think that expert that said this, is Devin Ham in the same situation? Hey, he's another black minority hiring for a sinking ship rather than a winner.
So I'm glad you said, first of all, that expert was correct. There is a huge perception that happens. And so I will definitely agree with that. However, I will give another perspective, and that perspective is that's why he has to make that stand when it comes to Russell Westbrook or any other player. Regardless of who you are, regardless of your skills, you definitely, if you're not a part of this team, you got to go. Now, I'm going to use the same example with the Brooklyn Nets, right? They had all those superstars, but they didn't do anything. And they hired a rookie coach who never coached on any level at all, ever. And all he did was be a player in the NBA. And Ham played longer than the Steve Nash did. So that's the whole thing. Now, Ham wasn't a two-time MVP like Nash. I agree with that, right? But Darvin Ham played in the league longer than Steve Nash did. And so he's still a valuable player. And so my point is, Darvin Ham is a legitimate coach. He does deserve the opportunity. And I'll tell you something else. He has complete support of Jeannie Buss, which – remember, she grew up in the Lakers organization. She grew up with Magic, right? She grew up, she knows what success looks like and winning looks like. I mean, the Lakers is obviously one of the most successful NBA franchises in history, right? So she knows what it takes to be a winner, and she has the full backing of that coach. And so any player who thinks he can go against Darvin Ham, he's in a lose-lose scenario. And I'll tell you to add fuel to the fire. That includes LeBron, right? Because I remember Jeannie Buss's statement about how Kobe was such a better leader than any other leader she's ever been around, and that was to me a personal indictment against LeBron, right? And so because LeBron might be a great player, but you can definitely agree his interest and the game has waned over the years because he's doing more entrepreneurial stuff than he is, on the court, right? Which, of course, makes sense. Catching up with him. His sons is talking about coming into the league, right? If LeBron is saying, I want to hold on so I can play on the same team as my son, that tells you that the NBA is not number one in his mindset right now. If he's doing TV deals and movie deals and all of the commercials and all of this.
Well, I mean, I don't know because Ken Griffey Jr. and his dad played together. Barry Bonds and his dad played on the same team. I mean, were they not locked in or were the seniors not locked in on those baseball teams versus LeBron James on this basketball team?
Let's be honest. Ken Griffey Sr. was a role player at that point in his career when Junior came up. And Ken Griffey Sr., as good of a player as he was no LeBron James comparing sports, right? So
okay.
I know they play different sports, but he was no LeBron James in that way. But my point is, and I'm not knocking LeBron, right? LeBron's a billionaire, right? He's one of the black billionaires now. I'm not knocking LeBron at all. I'm saying LeBron knows that he's got more time behind him in the NBA than he has ahead of him. I mean, that's just reality. Right, so father time waits for no one. So he knew his day is coming. So I don't blame him. But that's why Darvin Ham has complete support of Jeannie Buss, as he should. Right, and so you hire a coach, you're not gonna give that. You're not gonna handcuff him from the beginning. If you hire him, you're saying, "Nah, I stand behind this coach. Let's win this title." Right. Westbrook's problem is his attitude. You know, his problem is attitude because his skill set is declining. They call him West Brick for a reason. He's not the Allen Houston of jump shooters, right? Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Athleticism is his game. And so he cannot shoot the outside shot. I mean, to the point now where you let him shoot. People back up and be like, go ahead, take the shot, right? Because you got a 20% chance of making it, right? Let's be honest. You shoot 20% from the field, that means 80% of the time you miss that shot.
You miss it.
Right? That's right. Right. So I'll take a chance on you shooting that brick that's going to clink off the rim every day, right? Because 8 out of 10 shots you're going to miss. So I'll take that, right?
All right. DeVille, we got to do a hard wrap here real quick because I'm about to run out of time on the show. But real quick before you go, you know, we got about 10 minutes left, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell everybody about your business and how they can find you on social media. And when's your next Zoom meeting, just in case there's some athlete out there that's looking to make some money while he's seeking his next opportunity to get on the football field. He can make some money to fund his career. And at the same time, some of these parents, even parents that are still supporting these free agents and stuff like that, you know, trying to help them still get to that point. How can they be involved in getting an opportunity within the company? Just tell them that and how they can find you and when your next Zoom meeting.
Awesome, awesome. So, yes, I am with a company called World Financial Group. And the cool part about World Financial Group is we are all independent contractors, and we are a subsidiary of Transamerica, who is a subsidiary of Aegon. So we are in the financial services industry. We do offer tremendous opportunities. My Twitter handle is DC, like a Washington, D.C., WFG 357. So that's my Twitter handle, DC WFG 357. And if anyone interested, you can reach out to me via you, because you can refer people to me, and I will definitely talk to them and give them opportunities. But we're definitely a financial services organization. We help you have your own financial services business. So, again, it's something that you can work at your own time. So you can work your NFL business, your career, and work this. So when the NFL is over, you still have sustainable business that you can use and be your own boss. So we definitely have opportunities available. And, yes, I did do a seminar recently. I do those particular types of seminars quarterly, but I am available at any time for anyone that's interested to talk. And there's a lot of opportunities available, again, to make your own money and run your own business. But thanks for having me on the show. I'm actually running around today, but I wanted to check in and see how things is going. I saw your topic, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So thanks for having me once again.
All right, DC, we thank you. And, you know, you can always call in and contribute at any time. Again, this is my man, DC, off the East Coast, off the Maryland area. And he has his financial services company and everything like that. So if you're an athlete, parent of an athlete that's still trying to help your street free agent get to his goals, you can definitely get in touch with DC on Twitter. He just gave you his handle. You can always go back and listen to his handle on the recording of this show. But real quick, for everybody that's still on, just tuning in, this is Stogie the Bear Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's W Best in Chula Vista, California. I am Ramiro Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Our topic for today, Rich, really wasn't a topic, but just more of an opportunity in sharing information, is open consultation on air. I was supposed to have a guest call in today that wanted a consultation. I was going to do it live. So any questions that I may have been able to answer for him, it would have been answered for everybody else. Plus, it would have been recorded so they could go back and listen to it as well. And so it's open consultation on air and service fees. The service fees portion of the show, I was just basically breaking down every package that I have. And, again, just going over real quick before I end the show, if you want full management services from Best Sports Management in San Diego, California, that's my company, BEST. Capital B, capital E, capital S, capital T, Best. There's no D in front of Best because Best stands alone. When I say Best stands alone, that means no one can compete with my customer service. I boast our customer service. So if anything that we do at Best Sports Management is our customer service is second to none. It's second to none. The first thing I talked about was full management, which is $600. Full management is $600 for the pro developmental indoor leagues, indoor and arena leagues. It's $600 for full management. If you move up to the USFL, the XFL, CFL,
is 15% of your contract or $5,000, whichever is greater. Jumping back down to outside of full management, we have our a la carte services, which is going to be the first package is $100 if you're going to get with a pro developmental arena indoor league team that has a local TV partner. I'm basing it off marketing, meaning your TV partner for each league. So if you're going to be getting in a league like the NAL, National Arena League, IFL Indoor Football League, CIFL Champions Indoor Football League, those leagues usually have a local TV partner in your city. So that's going to be $100 for me to perform the service to get you on that team. Second package is going to be for $200, and that's going to be for the fan-controlled football league opportunity because the service that I use to get you evaluated, which is Pro Player Edge with my good friend Coach John Jenkins, he'll evaluate you for $100, and I'll take $100 for the service for setting it up. So that's a $200 package. And they have a fan-controlled football league has a national TV partner in NBCLX. Moving up to the next package from that is going to be a $400 package, $100 for me setting up the service and $300 for the scouting service that I use, which has the connections with the USFL and the XFL to get your USFL, XFL look and possibly an NFL look, but mainly XFL and USFL, not ruling out an NFL look, but it's basically set up to get you a United States Football League and an XFL look for to get on the team's roster. And, you know, both of those companies are going to be using Fox and NBC nationally. Like the USFL had Fox and NBC nationally. The XFL pretty much going to have Fox and NBC as well from what I'm understanding. So that's a $400 package, $100 for me and $300 for the actual service that I'm going to send you to that I have a relationship with. The last package, which is the biggest package and the biggest undertaking, is going to be a $850 package. That's $100 for me, $100 for me, $750 for the service. That's the basic service to get you a NFL sanctioned OTA mini camp style workout. That's NFL sanctioned, and the NFL they are sanctioned to come to the events if they want to, or they can watch the events through live look-in online. It's set up for you to get an NFL look, and also it's set up to get a CFL look, and it's also set up to get a look with all the Arena League teams, USFL, XFL, exactly. And that's a huge event because the people that's running it are major players. And so that's going to be a $850 package, meaning I'll get $100 for that opportunity to present you, and $750 is what they're going to require you to pay for a basic package. And then it'll be $1,450, $100 for me, and $1,350 for their upgraded package, which you get a write-up and everything like that. So, you know, if you want to further discuss the packages again, DM me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. DM me at Ferran, that's capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, at Ferran and Sports, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, all together, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. You can DM me. If you forget all that, if my contact handles, just go back to this episode and read the title and what the episode is about, and I have all that stuff in. So, again, today we was doing open consultation on air and service. Today we will be doing a live consultation on that, discussing service packages and service fees to work with Best Sports Management and Advisor Service in San Diego, California. And you can find me at Ferran Sports on Twitter and Ferran Sports Management Agency on Facebook. All right, this has been Stogies and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sport that they love. We want to thank everybody that attended the show today. Thanks to DC, my Major League Baseball and basketball contributor that called in to the show. Thanks for his time. And we want to tell everybody to have a safe day. Be safe. Watch COVID-19. Watch monkeypox. Keep your mask on and keep your hands sanitized. Have a great day out there. And this has been Stogies and Beer, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 a.m. Pacific time to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Have a great day. Set black, fade all.